The Holy Gospel is written in the 15th chapter of St. John's Gospel, beginning with the 26th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. When the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. And you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning. I did not tell you this from the beginning because I was with you, but now I'm going to him who sent me. None of you ask me, where are you going? Rather, you are going to be filled with grief because I have said these things. But I verily tell you, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will pour to the world to be a wrong from sin and righteous and judgment about sin, because the people do not believe in him, me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can see me no longer. And about judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can ever bear. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you in all truth. He will not speak of his own. He will speak of what he hears. He will tell you what he is yet to come. He will glorify me, because it is in with me. He will receive that which we make known to you. All belongs to the Father as mine. That is why I say the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. I think summer's come, don't you? My air conditioner is telling me that. At night now, it seems like the coolest temperature's in the 80s already. It's good to have you. This is a time you're introduced to the Holy Spirit. Many of the times you know the birth of Christ, his ministry on this earth, his death, his resurrection. He tells you of God himself. He tries to explain to you how much God loves the Son, how much the Son loves the Father, and in that, how much God loves you, and how much the Son loves you. But one thing many times that gets overlooked or doesn't get as much attention is the third person of the Trinity. Number one is a person. It's not a power, it's not an emotion, it's not just a, you know, something I feel. It is the power, it's the person of Christ, it's a person of God that is ministering. Who's it for? It's for you as a believer. How does it happen? Today, as soon as you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and recognize him as Lord, you are filled immediately, as Luke would try to tell you, right? Immediately with the power of the Holy Spirit. And today what we want to do is, what does that Holy Spirit do for you? We know what it was to do for the disciples. The first thing that was mentioned, that as the Lord was going to leave, the disciples would become what? Despaired. When we lose somebody and they're not there anymore, it kind of brings a little despair, doesn't it? Sometimes we go into a little depression. Sometimes we remember the days they were there. And now they're not, and it brings us to that. And we're not thinking what others say, oh, well, you know, rejoice, it'll be good, feel the power of God minister to you. It's natural for us to feel despair, to feel sorrow, to know that we're missing something that we had. And perhaps we didn't know how good they had it until it's gone. But he says, I give you to the disciples, first of all, the Holy Spirit, the Advocate for Christ, and he will be known as the Comforter. Isn't it nice to be comforted? When you can't go on anymore, When tears come and sorrow comes, isn't it nice that the Holy Spirit is indwelling into you and lets you know that God's in control? God loves you. How can any good come out of this? It's because God is good. Remember the psalmist? And so we've been learning some things that as a believer, one thing that we ought to be doing is we ought to be living differently. We have the ability to live differently. The word that came up in your theological training last week was, you shall be, anybody remember? Set apart, sanctified. You are no longer part of this world. Have you felt that you don't fit in sometimes now? The group that you used to hang around with, you don't fit in. The workplace that you are, you're a little different. They got a good worker, but some of the things they would like you to do or participate in, you're not comfortable. In your neighborhood, there may be things that are doing and you may not be comfortable. There may be things on the TV or on a station that you might listen to in regards to music, and you might not listen to it, you might not see it because you're not comfortable. Your spirit doesn't agree with this world anymore. Have you noticed that in your Christian life? As you walk through this pilgrimage, and what, as we get older, we start to realize that this really, all the things that we have accumulated and what we've been doing, this is not our home. Our home in the future is what? With Him. And when I've seen people as they age and they get to the point where there's not many days left, or they know that their days are numbered, they tell me things like, I'm ready. I'm not ready yet, I'll tell you that. There's still some things I want to enjoy. But there's a peace to know that no matter what happens, absent from the body, present with the Lord. And we get comfort to that for our loved ones, and we have comfort for ourselves, what might happen. The Holy Spirit, He has all the powers of the deity. He's omniscient, knowing everything. He knows, can be in every place. So no matter where you're at, and no matter who we are, He's available. He does the work of God. And the idea was to the disciples, the Spirit of God witnesses about the Lord Jesus Christ. John 14:16 says, I will ask of the Father, He'll give to you the Holy Spirit to help you and be with you for how long? Forever. The Holy Spirit is a person and is with you through your life. Galatians 5:16 said what? Walk in the Spirit and don't fulfill the flesh. Now, you've been studying, right? You've been reading your Galatians chapter 5. Your homework assignment was to look through the nine flavors of the fruit of the Spirit and identify the ones that God is working in your life today, what you have, and then maybe what He might open for you in the future. So let's go through some of those. The Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22-23 is first, love. You have the ability to love others. And even though sometimes we're not very lovely people, we can put that aside and still love. And as Christians, we have the power in an unloving world to show love to others. And when someone asks you, why do you do the things that you do? The reason that you do it is that they might know the power of God, God's love, and turn and see the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Is that your purpose? Love. You have the power through the Holy Spirit to love others, even if they're not lovely. He loved us, and we weren't very lovely, were we? If we were to look at ourselves. Love, joy. Joy by the Holy Spirit gave you that point that no matter what happens, no one can take away your joy. That doesn't mean you won't have difficulties in life. But joy is that contentment to know that who's in control? God's in control. And no matter what happens, God loves me and He gives me contentment. He gives me joy. And you'll go through things just like the rest of the world goes through, but your reaction and action will be different. You'll be able to show the joy. And why do you have that? Because you have the inner peace of God. And that's the next thing, is peace. We are in a world of turmoil. We are in the time of what there is rumors and there's wars. But you can be at peace. Even in your household, it may not always be peace. But you can demonstrate the peace of God. You can let things not affect you because you're tapping into the resource of God and you can have peace. Peace in your decision. Peace in your life, no matter what comes your way. And that's through the power of the Holy Spirit. The next, and don't pray for this for me, and don't have someone pray it for you. Patience. Patience. That's a tough one, I think, when I'm looking at it. Because we're in a society, we want it, things when? Now. We've got to the inventions of things to get them instant. We didn't want to brew coffee anymore, so there was a time where you just go ahead and have instant coffee. Blah. We didn't want to have freshly squeezed orange juice. There was a time that we had Tang. Remember Tang? Blah. But we settled for that because we weren't patient. We wanted things now. And sometimes in our prayer life, in our Christian life, we're at a point where we want God to do things and answer our prayers to guide us, and we want it. But through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can get patience. And what does He have for me today or tomorrow or next year? We can use God's patience. Kindness. We all like that, don't we? But it's not just that we receive kindness. It is wonderful. That's one nice thing about this church. Leslie, you joined a church that is a loving church. This is, anytime it seems that you come in, there's people that welcome you here. There's kindness. If you're gone for a while, Tom, it's nice to have you back. It's kindness. And we can put up with all kinds of personalities and everything else. It's because we can be kind and kind to one another. Goodness. We all like that too, don't we? But remember, it's not always to receive, it's to give. Goodness. Faithfulness. We've spoken on that before. What keeps you coming? What keeps you motivated? What keeps you wanting to hunger for the Scripture? What keeps you to the point you want to be living this life. It's the power of the Holy Spirit to create the desires in your heart. It said the definition of a prayer is that God would know exactly what you want. The Holy Spirit would confirm that with God, because it even says that one of the things of the Spirit is to take our groanings and everything and make them understandable. And though we may not explain it very well, the Spirit of God does. And He wants to minister to us in faithfulness, gentleness. What a great thing if you have that gift. And the Spirit of God gives you gentleness, especially as a parent. And to see a daughter grow up and go on to college, get the education and apply that. Then God opens doors, and now you'll get to use your talent and abilities and sometimes be close to home and your church. What a wonderful God. God is? Good, good. That's, you agree with that psalmist. And then the other, through all of it in our lives, we have the propensity to want to sin. Anybody here? Did you struggle this week? Did you struggle this morning? Are you struggling now? We have the tendency to be led towards sin. But God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, gives us the ability to do what? We are able to have self-control that we might not sin. And He said in Scripture, I provide you a way of escape. You don't have to sin. You really have to choose to sin. But He can give you that gift of self-control. Those are the things. So what does the Holy Spirit do? The Holy Spirit, where did He come from? You can use your little scripture there. Where did He come from? From God. He's a gift from God. He's part of the Trinity. He came from God. What is He to teach us? Go back to English. It's not in Spanish and Portuguese and German. What does it tell us it's going to do? He's going to teach us the truth. What is real? What does God want me to do? How does God want me to live? How will I understand this future? The next was to testify through the disciples who Jesus was. If you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you've become His disciple, and guess what you're to do? Testify in your day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Did your life change when you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Did your priorities change? Did your desires of your heart change? Are you living a different way? It is your job not to just sit, just to go out in the world and not do things, but to get to the point where your life is a testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you never get the unemployed. You go on each day. And somebody very close to your grandchildren, Beverly, I know, is. She goes to all the ball games and all the birthday things and everything else. But guess what? In her Christian life, she is showing her love for the Lord Jesus Christ. Parents have always been to the point where they witnessed to my daughter's children. And even in my sister's past now,
the daughters still go to my mom and dad for spiritual advice. We are to testify of what Christ has done. He was to teach them. He gave the power to the disciples. He gave them the ability to teach and make Christ real in their lives. The Holy Spirit came and left. The Holy Spirit convicts the world of the coming judgment of the cross. And we want, when people come here, we want the Lord and the Holy Spirit to convict man's heart of their sin. The Holy Spirit is the guide truth. If you want to read extra in the Bible, go to Romans chapter 8. Romans 8:11 tells us, the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus. The power He gave the Lord Jesus Christ for the resurrection, He is risen. Good, I haven't forgot. That's the way and the power. Romans 8:15, the Spirit does not make you saved. The Spirit received and brought you in the adoption of sonship. You are now heirs of the Almighty God through the sonship. And in that power, it says, we cry out, Abba, Father. A personal, in-tune relationship with God. Romans, the Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are the children of God. It will remind you of your inheritance. It will remind you that you are not your own, but you are of His. And the Holy Spirit intercedes with the believer. This is a moment-to-moment thing. You have to trust the Holy Spirit. Invite Him. In your life today, there might be a point where you just simply pause and quietly ask that God fill you with His Spirit, that you might recognize the things that you need to change, to give you the power through the day, through the moment to get through, to claim that He is your comforter, provide you peace. But then to call upon Him that you might testify Lord Jesus Christ, in your spirit, in your action, and in your thoughts. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to pour your spirit upon us, that we might feel your presence, and that we might testify of you. We thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit and teaching us your word. In Jesus' name, amen.